Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated to a refuah shlema for Chena Rachel Bas Gitta Genendel. Much of the world believes that the world's resources are limited and finite, and that life is a zero-sum game. And they believe that if they don't divide up the food, the money, the power and prestige, and the knowledge in the way that they best see fit, that somebody somewhere is going to do without. Of course, many of these ideologies that sought to distribute and divide up all the world's resources led to some of the greatest mass murders and starvations the world has ever seen. Torah has a different understanding. We understand that Hashem creates and sustains the world, and that the resources are determined by Hashem where they should go, which is why the emotions of envy and jealousy are emotions that are in conflict with real belief in Hashem. Because if we feel that we're deprived because someone else has a beautiful house, a prestigious job, honor, money, a beautiful family, a particular spouse, and so on and so forth, and we feel deprived, what we're saying is Hashem didn't divide things up fairly. I don't think that Hashem's judgment is right. There's an even more insidious kind of envy that actually belies a greater lack of emunah than that. And that's the kind of envy and jealousy that says, I don't want that thing that the other person has. I just don't want them to have it. This is really an envy and jealousy ground in a lot of personal confusion and pain, and God forbid, hatred. Now, Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about jealousy and envy throughout his teachings. He does this because, first of all, it's a very human emotion. But second of all, it's an emotion that we can work on and we can actually get rid of. Once we understand that really, envy and jealousy show a profound lack of belief in Hashem and in Hashem's wisdom and ability to run the world in the best possible way. Now, in the Aleph Beis book, Rabbi Nachman says something incredible. He says that when kina, envy, is eliminated, it's going to herald ingathering of the Jews from exile. It's going to usher in the Geula and the era of Mashiach. Why is this? Why envy in particular? The era of Mashiach is an era of tremendous emunah, where the whole world will be filled with emunah. And in order to begin to get to that stage, we can't be envious or jealous of each other. This is really the basis for Ahavas Yisrael, the ability to look at another Jew and rejoice with them over what they have, even if we don't have it. As a matter of fact, this is real Jewish love. For the Rebbe tells us, to be happy for another Jew, even if spiritually they are greater than you. May you have a day where you feel joy and peace with what everyone else has and with what you have too. And I want to mention that there are sponsorships available for these mini lessons this week, for a Refuah Shlema, for Ischus, in memory of someone you love, in honor of someone you care about. These mini lessons go to BRI Women to help build the program, and all your donations are tax deductible. Please contact me directly, and I'll help get you set up. It's very inexpensive. Okay, thanks everyone, and have a terrific day. Bye-bye.